Okay, Erevin Daf Kuf. Erevin Daf Kuf. Okay, we're on Tzadik Tes on the base. Two dots. A lot of interesting inyanim today. Again, each one, again, we're doing it B'derech HaDaf HaYomi. Each one, we could have a couple of shiurim on, as we'll see. But we'll try to at least touch some basic ideas. Ashpa versus Arabim. So let's first finish this part. The Gemara had said that if you have a window over a garbage dump in Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to pour out your garbage onto that ashpa, as long as the ashpa is 10 tefachim high. For likewise, that's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, through a Makom Patur. So for likewise, Hashirah Shabitinotel HaAshpa, and we're not worried that the ashpa, some of it will get moved, that it will become less than 10 tefachim. For how we had earlier, Dav Ches, Rabin Baravada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maisav Mavui Echad, Shesidu Echad Kalalaya, Shesidu Echad Kalalashpa. We had the case of a Mavui, where one side of it was on a yam water and one side was open to an ashpa. If you have the picture book and it repeats the picture that it brought earlier, picture 350. So on one side it has this big ashpa, that's one of the machitzas. Uba maisel lefnei Rebbe, v'lo amar lo lo iser v'lo heter. And Rebbe did not give a psak to the people who wanted to use this as a mavui, as a closed mavui. Heter lo amar, he didn't say a heter, the chayshinan shema tinat al ashpa. Because he was worried that maybe the ashpa will get lower than 10 tvachim, meaning maybe some of the garbage will be taken, or v'yala halam sirton, or the dirt and the muck will go up in the yam, so therefore the yam side will become less than 10 tefachim. The bank will become less than 10. So that's why he didn't give any haterim. Yisr lo amar bo, but he didn't give an isr either. Dokayam nachitzos, because right now they're fine. Right now they are 10 tefachim high. So the Gemara answers. So you see from that memra that you are choshesh shemitinat al ha'ashpa. So are you choshesh that the garbage dump is going to get less or not? So the Gemara answers. Lo kasha hadiyachid hadirabit. The difference is whether it's a private or a public ashpa. By a private ashpa, so then you have to be worried, because you don't know what this private person is going to do. He might decide to change his real estate. By a rabbim, you don't have to worry about it. Period. Masnison, ilan shu meisachal haaretz. If you have a tree, the pictures are going to help out here a little bit also. If you have a tree that's overhanging the ground, the branch width, the branch span is overhanging the ground. If the branches hang down to within less than 3 tvachim from the ground, and it's all the way around, so there's a big area underneath the tree, and the branches are now hanging within 3 tvachim of the ground, so then you're allowed to be metaltel underneath that tree. Why? Because it's as if it's mechitzas. It's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and as if there are walls there. So you're allowed to be metaltel under the tree. The Gemara in Sukkah, quoted here by the Rif of the Rosh, say that it has to be a case where the branches hang down, and you either secured them to the ground, or they're very heavy, so that even through a regular ruach mitzuya, they're not going to blow. If they're going to blow through a ruach mitzuya, blow up, so then they're not lav shmei mechitzas. So you have to tie them down, or somehow stabilize them. Part A of the Mishnah. Part B of the Mishnah. Sharashav Gavoim in Aris Gimel Tvachim. Nothing to do now with tiltil. But let's say you have roots that are 3 tvachim above the ground. So you have very high, big roots. Lo yeshev aleim, you're not allowed to sit on those roots. This has to do, which the Gemara is going to talk a little bit more about today, about the gzera of hishtamshes be'ilon. As we mentioned a number of times in this Masechta and in Masechta Shabbos, one is not allowed to use, not only climb a tree, but use a tree in any way on Shabbos. That's all part of the Gzeira Drabana Kotzer. Because you might come to use a tree and break off a branch, and therefore any hishtamshus of an elon became usser. So what's called an elon? So says the Mishnah, anything that's 3 tvachim, even if you have a branch or you have a stump that's more than 3 tvachim from the ground, so then that's usser to you, that's included in hishtamshus be elon. Lower than 3 tvachim, very close to the ground, that would not be usser, because that's not called an elon, and therefore it would not be included in the isser. Again, it's real hishtamshus, we're going to get to in the Gemara. If you're just touching, let's say you put your finger on a tree, you know, touch. As we mentioned, number one, mux is only if you move it. Number two, that's not called hishtamshus. Let's say you're, we're going to talk about leaning on the tree. What if you're leaning lightly on the tree just to tie your shoe? So the poskim say, it depends. If the tree, it's like the old leaning during davening. If it wouldn't be there, would you fall down? So that's called hishtamshus. If you would lean and if you take away the shoe, you'd fall down. That's called hishtamshus be'ilan. But if you just using it a little bit, just to pick up your shoe a little bit to be able to tie it, and you know, you won't really need it. You're really leaning on your other foot. So then that would not be called hishtamshus be'ilan. Therefore, it would be mutter. Okay. Amar Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua Ein Metaltlin Bo Yosef Beis Asayim. Rafuna Bered Yeshua says that if the tree span is very wide, so then if it can't be more than Beis Asayim. We've had Beis Asayim before in the second Berak and Erevin, that the concept of Karpef Shlohukaf Ladira. If you have a large area that is a Rishus Hayachid, it's enclosed, but it wasn't enclosed L'shem to live in, so then there are limits if it's a very large. That if it's Yosef Beis Asayim, so we say it's still, that's also be drawn to carry it. So said Rafuna Bered Yeshua, according to Rashi reads the Gemara. Here, let's say it was hukaf ladira. Let's say you planted the tree you're going to use underneath. You have that in mind. Still, it can't be more than Beis Asayim. My time of why? Mishub da havi dira shetashmish la'avir. Because still, this is not a residence that is usually lived in. Rashi, ain't a ladur batamid. You just go there to get some shade while you're out in the field. So that also would be included in this gzera drabanan of karpef shlohukaf ladira. Not karpef shlohukaf ladira, carpet that's more than Beis Asayim. And therefore, you still have the limit of Beis Asayim. Remember Rashi earlier in Daf Chaf Beis had said even if you have a Beis Asayim that's roofed, other Rishonim didn't agree with that, but Rashi earlier in Daf Chaf Beis said even if you have a Karpef that's roofed, that's more than Beis Asayim, still the Gzera would apply. So here too, you have this big tree underneath, overhanging, so it fits in to Rashi's Pshat. Period. Two dots. Sharashav Kavoam in Haaretz, Itmar, Sharshi Ha'ilan Haban Milbalo, Shlosha, Latok Shlosha. Okay, so if you have roots, the Mishnah has already laid down the principle. If you have roots that are less than 3 tefachim, then mutter, that's not called ilan. If they're higher than 3 tefachim, aser, that is called ilan. What happens if you have roots that start out as roots? Obviously, roots start off in the ground. Then the roots get higher than 3 tefachim, then they go lower down than 3 tefachim. Right? Picture number 353. Picture number 353 on the right side of the tree. 353 on the right side of the tree. You have roots, again, that start off at the tree. They go above 3 tefachim and then below. So the beginning part of the root next to the tree, that's for sure mutter, but that's less than 3 tefachim. The continuation that's above 3 tefachim, that's for sure usser. The question is, now that you're back down below 3 tefachim, is that, do you look at here and the now? You look at, it's here, so it's under 3 tefachim. Or do you say, no, you look at where it came from. So says the roots. The roots said, you look at where the roots came from, where they are now. So Sharshi Ha'ilan Haban Milamalal Mishlosha. Luto Shlosha, they start out from above 3 to below 3. Machlokas Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Rabba Omar Mutter Lishtamish Bahen. Rav Sheshes Omar Asur Lishtamish Bahen. Rabba says Mutter and Rav Sheshes says Asur. Rabba Amar Mutter Lishamish Bahen. Why? Bichopachos mi gimel da'ara arahi. As long as it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's it. It's within 3 tefachim. And therefore it's mutter. Rav Sheshes Amar Asur Lishamish Bahen. Rav Sheshes says, no, you don't just look at the here. You have to look at where this came from. The kivan de mikoach iser ka'asi asurin. Because it came from iser, it came from roots that were asur, so therefore these are also asur. Maybe Xera that you might come to use those other roots where it came from. Or no, halachically, you look at Mikoach Iser Ka'asi. That's the principle that Rav Sheshes quotes in our Gemara. Mikoach Iser Ka'asi. And then the Gemara quotes, two other places where this idea comes up. Mikoach Iser Ka'asi. Didamu Kimishunisa. It's like a mountain. Mushinisa is like a mountain where you have, and this is the left side of the picture, it's like a mountain that goes up and you have branches coming out at each stage of the mountain. So what's a mushunisa? What is the mashal? The salkin la'ela, the ones that go straight up, you have the branch that goes up. So you see where it says the word la'ela. If it goes straight up above 3 tefachim, then you have another branch sticking out that's also above 3 tefachim. So that's for sure asurin. That's obviously asur, because it's above 3 tefachim, and it's going out and shooting above 3 tefachim. The nachnin la'tatoi, the ones that are shooting lower down, even before you get to the stage of 3 tefachim, where it says tatoi, that's a branch that shoots out of the main branch and it stays under 3 tefachim, sharu, and everybody agrees that's mutter, because that's all b'mikoach ha'heter. The stadin, but the case of stadin, that is the machlokas. The stadin again is if it starts off above 3 tefachim, then it goes down below 3 tefachim, plukta the rabba of Rav Sheshes. So that's the machlokas between rabba and Rav Sheshes. V'chein, a similar machlokas would be anigra. What's anigra? So Rashi explains, and here is the next picture. In 354, you have a very narrow stream going through a certain area, and you have a tree sitting right in that stream. So, if you, and you have a branch that is coming out of the tree that's within three tvachim of the ground level, but it's more than three tvachim from the bottom of the tree, because the bottom of the tree is in the water. So where do you measure from for your three tvachim? So says the Gemara, v'chenek, it's the same machlokas. According to Rabba, you'd measure from the ground. Why from the ground? Because l'maisa, it's within three tachim of the ground. So that's it. Then you say it's less than three tachim, and that branch is mutter to use on Shabbos. Masha'enkin, according to Rav Sheshes, is mikoach iser ka'asi. If you really look truthfully at this tree, where does this come from? It comes from above. It's above. It's above three tachim. And therefore, the Gemara parallels, so it's not exactly the same machlokas, the Gemara parallels that this branch is also mikoach iser ka'asi, and Rav Sheshes would say aser to use that, because it's above three tachim of the bottom of the tree. The chain bekeren zavis, and also bekeren zavis. If you have a tree in a corner, there's no picture of it in here, but you can think of it. Let's say you have a corner of a chatzer, and you have a tree embedded into that corner. So only a little bit of the tree is visible from that one side, but most of the tree is embedded into that corner. So the Gemara says, if you look at it, let's say from the outside, and then you're looking in. So where does this tree start? Really, it starts from the top of the wall. So you have a branch a little bit above the wall. So again, the Gemara parallels. According to Rabbah, if you have a branch within three tefachim from the top of the wall, so then it will be mutter, because that you start counting from, you know, from the Maisa, where it starts from your point of view. Mashiach, according to Rav Sheshes, inherently, be'emes, it starts from lower down. It starts from the bottom of the tree. Therefore, it would be called above three tefachim. Okay, so that's the Anigra, and that's the Keren Zavis. Hahu dikla dahavila abaya, vavi solak bi'ipuma. There was a tree in the neighborhood of Abaya, and it went through the roof. Went through the roof. So Stewie says that there was in the Landau's and Flatbush used to have this. There used to be a tree in the middle of the shul, right? And it used to go through the roof. And I asked about what about rain, but they said they fixed it up and they covered it with rain. But Mamish, this is the case. You have a tree going through the roof. So, and there's branches, and let's say you used to use the roof. So there's branches just above the roof. So it's a similar kind of case. From your point of view, it's within three tefachim of the top of the roof. Inside the house, the Gemara says, but the Rashi says, but favors you can't use. That's Aser Ishtamshus. That's a tree. If it's above three tefachim. But let's say, so forget that. Once you get to the top of the roof, so do you say that it's within three tefachim of the top of the roof, you could use it, or do you go by the bottom of the tree? So also, the Kamedur of Yosef Asharale. So it came through of Yosef, and Rav Yosef Matird. Amar of Acha Bar Tachlifa, the Sharalacha, Karaba Sharalacha. Wow, you must hold like Rabba, right? Because Rabba is the one that says, you go by three tvachim. You don't go by bikoch the isur kasi. So Gemara says pshita. Obviously, is going like Rabba. Rav Sheshes wouldn't agree to this. So the Gemara says, "Mao the same." And by the way, there's a picture of it if you want to see it in 355. Mao the same. Afilo the Rav Sheshes basic command amal yadami. No, you might say even Rav Sheshes would agree here, because this isn't just like an embedded tree in a wall or like the Anigra. But here you might say a principle that we've had, that is something in a house, as if the house is full, as if the house was full. Vilush tamit be gimel samach lagag, and even Rav Sheshes would agree that he could use a branch that's within three tachim of the roof. Kamash Malan, no, Kamash Malan, Rav Sheshes would not say that principle here, though we say the principle of bias kamandamal yadami in other cases. We had it by Erev Tchumen, where you put your Erev, in other cases, but here he would not agree to that principle. And he would say, Kamash Malan, that only according to Rabba would it be mutter, and not according to Rav Sheshes. Tanan, the Mishnah continues, Shirash Gvomin Aris Gimel Tvachim Lo Yeshev Aleim. Our Mishnah said, if you have roots that are above three Tvachim, you can't sit on them. So, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case, is the Chiddush of that line of the Mishnah? Idlo Hadri Kipi, if we're talking about regular Stama case, we have roots above three Tvachim, and they stay above three Tvachim, and there's no carryover to below, Stem Shita. Of course, above three Tvachim, that's called a tree, that's not Wavud. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So Elolav Avakav Dahadri Kipi. It must be the Chiddush of the Mishnah is it's boards above three Tvachim, now it's hanging below three Tvachim. And it's still Asur. Kasha Taraba, Raya Tarev Sheshes. Lo Olam to Lohadri Kipi. Really, the Mishnah is a case where it did not come below three Tvachim. It's still above three Tvachim. V'hakamashul and I, so what's the Chiddush? Afagav, that Tzido Echad Shavah La'aretz. The Chiddush is that it's above three tvachim, but even though from one side of it, it's not above three tvachim because the ground is higher. The ground is not level. And it would be within a tefach of the ground from one side. You can look at, they have a picture of it in 356. You don't notice it right away. Look at 356. There's a little branch coming out from the right of the tree, from our right, sticking out. Not the two top ones, on the big one. Sticking out, and it goes right above dirt. So it's within three tvachim of the ground from one point of view, but really, ultimately, it's above three tvachim. So Rabba would say it's usher there, because it's really above three tvachim, even though at that the edge point of view, it gets to within three tefachim. Tana Rabbanan. The Mishnah, the Gemara talks about a similar case. Sharshi Ilan Shekavah Min Haaretz Gimel Tefachim. If you have roots that are above three tefachim, O Sheish Chal Tachtein Gimel Tefachim, or they have space under them three tefachim, Afal Pichet Sito Echad Shava La'aretz Harizel Lo Yishav Alayin. Right, even though from one part of the branch it's within three tefachim because the dirt is raised, still you're not allowed to sit on them. Lefi She'ein Olin Be'ilan. Because you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. The Ein Nitzlin Be'ilan. You're not allowed to hang anything, right? We spoke about this also in the past. You can't hang anything on a tree directly, because that's also called Hishtamshus Be'ilan. You want to take a walk, you want to hang your jacket on a tree, Aser Midrabanan. People might come to you, what, it's Aser because of coats there? That's included in the Gzeira. This is how rabbinic laws work. There are categories, and once the category is made, it's Aser, all Hishtamshus is Aser. What we had, what's cool, what we had in the past, at the end of Masechah Shabbos, is what about Stade Ilan? And study Elon. We mentioned even study Elon, one step removed from a tree, is also Usser. If you have a nail hanging nailed in a tree, hanging something on the nail, that's also Usser. That's called study Elon. What's mutter is study Elon, two steps removed. If you have a nail in two trees and you have a hammock on those nails, so the hammock is study Elon, right? It's two steps removed, so it's mutter. You're not allowed to hang the hammock on Shabbos or take it off, because that's using the nail, which is Sadi Elon. But once the hammock is there, so then you're allowed to use it. Or let's say you have a jacket already hanging on a nail from before Shabbos, you could take something in and out of the pocket, because the jacket is two steps removed, and therefore it would be mutter. So Ve'ein Nitzlan Be'ilon, but directly you can't hang anything on the tree. Ve'ein Nish'anin Be'ilon, and you can lean on the tree. And again, I mentioned before, the Bir Halacha mentions in Shin Lamed Vav, which is the siman about Hishtamshus Be'ilon, only if you are really leaning on it. If you just happen to brush by it, or use it, but if it would be not be there, you wouldn't fall down, it also would be mutter. Again, if the kids are having a catch with a ball in the backyard and it gets stuck in a tree, tough luck, because what happens usually? You're going to have to use the tree to get the ball out. Besides the fact that you're going to be moving, muksa. But you got to make sure that it doesn't get stuck in the tree, because you're going to be moving the branch, you're going to take it out, that's his Hishtamshus Be'ilon. You got to make sure that that they know that halacha. You're not allowed to go up in the tree even before Shabbos and stay there all day. You say, I'm going to be in the treehouse all Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Why? Because that's also, when you're up there, you're violating Hishtamshus Be'ilon. Rav Schechter notes in the article that I mentioned yesterday, in Simin Vav in Eretz Tzvi, this is unbelievable. You're sitting in a tree. That's you're violating the Gzeira every second. So Rav Schechter quotes, that's one of the differences, as I mentioned yesterday, between Gzeiras Drabanan and Malachas Drabanan. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav, which says that it's impossible to violate a Malacha on Shabbos without an action on Shabbos. It's impossible. Any of the 39 Malachas, D'oraisa, you cannot violate without doing something on Shabbos. Action. B, not only Malachas D'oraisa, but even Malachas D'rabanan. Malachas D'rabanan cannot be violated except with an action on Shabbos. Hachzara, which according to many poskim is Mechzi Kemevashel, doing something on Shabbos. But when it comes to Gzeros D'rabanan, those can be violated even B'Shev Al Tase, even by not doing anything. Shehiyah, we spoke about a lot. What Shehiyah? Leaving something on the fire from before Shabbos, in a mutter way and an usher way. You don't do a thing on Shabbos. You can still violate. Reb Kivager has a tzaddik about, let's say you do make a business deal on Erev Shabbos, which is going to take effect on Shabbos. So one of the tzaddim of the tzaddik is that it's still Aser. Reb Shechter says, yes, it's going to be Aser. You know why? Because Gzeiros aren't bound. You don't need a Maisa for Gzeiros. Just Sheva Tase. And then he quotes our Gemara, Erev and Daf Kuf. Right? You're sitting in a tree. You didn't do anything. The answer is it's included in the Gzeira, because right now there is Hishtamshus Be'ilan, even if you don't do anything. Echad Elon ve'echad kol behema, whether a tree or behema. We mentioned not only is there a gzeira hishtamshus be'ilon, of a gzeira hishtamshus be'behema. You're not allowed to use a behema in any way on Shabbos. Again, ultimately this was because Shema, you might grab a branch in order to lead the animal. But either way, whether the tam still applies or not, the gzeira is still intact, and therefore there's no usage of animals. We mentioned that according to 99.9% of the poskim, there's one day in Tosfos that says otherwise. Even if you have a pet, if you have a dog that's a pet, you can't touch the dog on Shabbos. You can't pet the dog on Shabbos. It's muksa. It's muksa because it's part of this gzeira of Hishtamshus Be'ilon. Aval bar siach umaare v'gader. But if you have a pit or a cave or a fence, matavis v'olam matavis v'yorid, you could go up and down. But if you look in mea ama, even if it's 100 amas up or down, because that's not included in the gzeira, those aren't ilanos. Tani chada, one brisa says im alam mutter leirid. One brisa says if you went up in the tree, you're allowed to come down. But tani chada aser leirid. The other one brisa says is aser. So when are you allowed to come down from the tree? When not? Lokash, can be bodyon, kami shechashecha. It depends if you went up before Shabbos or not. If you went up before Shabbos, okay, you got stuck. What can you do? Right, machlokas rishonim. What if you went up knowing that you're going to have to come down on Shabbos? But either way, let's say you went up before Shabbos, okay, so we'll allow you to come down. If you dafka went up on Shabbos, then it's your fault. We're not going to allow you to come down. Vivayisema, hava hami shechashecha. Either, no, maybe both. At night, lokasha kam b'shogeg kam b'mezid. Right? If you went up a shogeg, you're b'mezid. If you went up a shogeg, okay, we'll allow you to come down. If you went up a mezid, okay, your fault. It's part of the Maisa Shabbos. By the time it's Vidra Banan, you have to stay up there. The Ritva notes that this b'mezid is only going on the trees, not on the animals. If you went up on an animal, to make you stay on the animal, all Shabbos is Sar Balechaim. So the Ritva says that, Mishum Sar Balechaim, you'd be able to come down from the animal, even if you did it b'mezid, even if you did it Mishach HaShecha. Mistava Dagabe Behemala Olam Yeraid. Mishum Sar Balechaim. Yeah.
What's the difference if you're up there anyway and you're over every minute you're on the street?
Well, the question is, are you over every minute b'shev al tase versus coming down and using it actively? When you come down and use it actively, you are doing a maisa and using it. There, you're staying shev al tase, so it's less.
By redias hapas, right? Do we have if you put it on before Shabbos for showing you were
by by redias hapas? But that was the sugya the Shabbos daf dala. That was the issue of can somebody else take it off? Chatei b'shosh yiske chaverecha. But if you yourself, you're going to prevent yourself from doing. But again, there, again, because you did it before Shabbos, there's no daraisa involved. There's no daraisa bishul involved if you put something up before Shabbos. The only is a durabanan. So is it better to violate this? Because taking it off itself is a durabanan. So which is it better? That's a durabanan of Shev Al Tasa and a durabanan of Kumasei. So there we might have said, according to certain shitas, that it's better to leave it because it's a durabanan of Shev Al Tasa. So here too, that's the point, that it might be better to stay up there because that's a durabanan of Shev Al Tasa. Another answer, another chiluk of whether you're allowed to come down or not. You both times are b'shogeg. The machlokas between the brises are whether it goes or shogeg atu mezid. Right, the mezid is for sure usur. Are we goes or shogeg atu mezid? So a number of differences between the two. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yehoshua. Rav Huna b'Rei Yehoshua says this machlokas about whether you're allowed to come down or not. Kit Tanoi is really a machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah in Zvachim. I'm going to quote this Mishnah out of left field. It seems like having nothing to do with us, but we'll see what it has to do with us. It is a very important Mishnah for the sugya of Baal Tosef. Again, this is one of the important sources. We'll touch on a few points, but really, one should know that the Yosef Masha Karanu Khan Yesh Khan. There's a lot more here regarding the sugya of Baal Tosef. Says the Mishnah. Just background. We know that every carbon has to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The dam of the carbon is sprinkled on the Mizbeach. That's the fourth of the avodos. Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. Those are the dalal avodos of a behema. But there are different amounts. If you read the Mishnah, it says in Ezeo Makoman, which hopefully maybe on Shabbos we'll have time to say, but really it's something that should be said. It could be said before this year also. It lists off all the rules and regulations of every carbon. How long you have to eat it, how many times it has to be sprinkled. A carbon chatas has to be sprinkled on every corner. Four dalal kronos. That's the only carbon. Carbon chatas has the most highest standard for sprinkling of dam. Other carbonos, an ol and ashav, has shtayim shehin arba. Two that are four, which means on the corners, twice on the opposite corners, so it's as if it's four. But you don't need it on every corner. Other carbonos, toda and bechar and others, have one pesach, just one sprinkling on the mizbeach. And there's also questions about where on the Mizbeach to sprinkle it, which we'll get to. So with that background, let's say carbonos, blood that was supposed to be sprinkled, matana achas, mean one present, it's one sprinkling, because it's kaviyachol, the matana to Hashem, when we sprinkle, to achieve kapara. So if you have blood that was supposed to be sprinkled once, that got mixed up with blood that was supposed to be sprinkled once, yitanev matana achas. So fine, they're all mixed up, but it's only supposed to be one matana, so therefore, no problem. Give it as one matana. Matadad, matadad, yatan, matadad. If you have blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times on the Mizbeach with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times, so you give it b'matan dalid, you sprinkle it four times. Rashi here says, what are we talking about? Chatas. Dam chatas b'dam chatas. So then it is fine. Tosfos says that it can't be. It can't be chatas. Because we're going to talk about a case in a minute that if you get mixed up with four and one, so then what do you do? Do you sprinkle it one? Do you sprinkle it four? But Tosas points out that a carbon chatas is different than all other carbonos because carbon chatas is lamala michuta sikra. Carbon chatas is sprinkled on the kronos, on the corners on top, and all the other carbonos are lower than the midline. The chuta sikra is the line that separates the upper half and the bottom half of the mizbeach. And some zrikos have to happen above, some happen to happen below. So Tosa says, if it's supposed to be in different places, who cares how many times it has to be? A chatas is supposed to be above, and everybody's supposed to be below. So one and four, we're going to have a machlokas in a minute. So it can't work. So four here must mean the two that are four. right? Which are the olos, right? Tosas yirmaskal matan, right? So but Rashi knows that halacha, right? So kasha l'Rashi, right? So the Shem Zerim halacha says it must be the Rashi says l'dugma ba'alma. It doesn't really mean chatos. We're not learning Maseches Vachem here, so he's not as medactic in terms of he says chatos because that is the matan dalad. That is the matan dalad, or at least you could say in the Reisha. In the Reisha, he's referring to the Karbanos Chatas. But in the Seifa, maybe he's referring to Shayim Shein Arba. Either way, that's a Yisod that we just learned. The Chatas is above, all the other Karbanos are below. So fine, then you don't have any problems. But what happens? Matan Arba, Matan Achas. What if you have blood that's supposed to be sprinkled four times on the Mizbeach that got mixed up with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled one time on the Mizbeach? So what do you do? Four or one? Those are your two choices. Rabbi Lazar saw Omer, Yinotan Matan Dalet, Rabbi Yishua Omer, Yinotan Matan Achas. Right, Machlokas, four or one. So Omer lo Rabbi Lazar, hurry over about Tigra. Rabbi Lazar says, how can you sprinkle only once? It's Bal Tigra. There's an Issa D'Oraisa to take away from the Mitzvah Satorah. But if you only shake three minim on Sukkis, and you think that that's the Mitzvah, right, that's Bal Tigra. So here you're only sprinkling three times. So Omer lo Rabbi Yishua, hurry over about Tosif. This is all the Mishnah there, right? You're violating Baltosif. You're doing extra. So Amar Balazar, lo Amru El Kishu Batsmo. No. Baltosif is only in when you have it itself, and it's not mixed up with anything. But here it's mixed up. So Amar Lar B'Yeshua, lo never Baltigra Shu Batsmo. So either one. Does he know? No. So I hold the same thing. Baltigra is only when it's independent, when it's by itself. Again, there's a lot of meat in these Lashonos. We just don't have time to focus. But know that there's a lot more here. V'odam Rabbi Yeshua, the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua adds, Rabbi Yeshua who says that you should only do one, Kishalona Sata Avarta Bal Tigra, V'lo Asita Maisa Biyadecha, it's still better to do one and not four, because at least not doing something, Shei Bal Tasa, is better than Kum Va'ase. So that's the end of the Mishnah, that's Machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. What in the world does that have to do with coming down from a tree? That's what we have to figure out right now. But before we do that, another important point in Tosas. The second half of Tosas, Yimaskal Matan, Tosfos says, why don't we just say, sprinkle four and ase docha los ase? The ase of sprinkling of the dam, right, is docha the los ase of Bal Tosif. Right? Why does one of the shitas here say, only one? Ase docha los ase. Says Tosfos, a very important yisod. V'yishlomar, we referred to this a couple of years ago, when we had a shir on ase docha los ase. V'yishlomar jelo domi klal klein betzitzis. You don't say ase docha los ase here. Why? Tohacha al yidei pshiyahuba. V'haya yochol lehis kayim below tuchiyas halav. Why do you have to rely on Ase Docha Lo Sase here? Because you messed up. Because you got the blood sprinkled. So that's your problem. Right, just because you messed up, you're going to be able to violate a Daraisa? Bal Tosif? When do you say Ase Docha Lo Sase? When you don't have a choice. The ultimate way, right, a big day kahuna. Hashem says to make the big day kahuna like with these materials. And by the way, they happen to have shatnas in it, some of them. So what? Okay, Hashem says, what can you do? There's a tsara'as on the tip of the bris milah, and you have to do the bris milah. So what are you supposed to do? Hashem gave the tsara'as, and Hashem says you have to do bris milah. It's the eighth day. But here, you messed up. So therefore, you don't say that, you don't apply asidokha losase. Other Rishonim don't give this answer. So the way the Achronim explain it, again, part of a much larger framework, is the issue we discussed a little bit in Masech HaShabbos, Hutra Dechuya. How do you look at Asi, the principle of Asi Docha Lo Sase? Do we say that the Lo Sase exists, it's just pushed aside, and you're allowed to violate the Lo Sase because you're involved in a mitzvah? That's literally Dechuya, it's pushed aside. Or do you say, no, more fundamentally, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, in Masech HaShabbos, on the page, around Kuf Lamed Gimel or so, says, no, the pshat is that when you're doing the asay, Hashem never wanted this los asay to exist. The los asay doesn't exist unless you're doing it ba'atzmo. But if you're doing a mitzvah also, so the los asay doesn't exist. It's not there. So some achronim say maybe that's the issue. What is Tosfos saying that, hey, if it's because you messed up, so we're not going to say ase docha lo sase. So he probably holds dechuya. It's there, you're just allowed to push it. So you can't push it if it's your fault. But mashenkin, if you say like Rabbeinu Nisim, but if you say it's hutra, then you're doing a mitzvah. Period, you're doing a mitzvah, so the lo sase doesn't exist. That's one way to explain it. There is another answer given by some of the other Rishonim. And that is the principle that comes up elsewhere. Ein ase docha lo sase sheba mikdash. Ase docha lo sase only applies outside the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Zer sakasev. It doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Meshach, what? So what about the Kohen Gadol's Begadim? Kasha number one. Maybe it might mean Avodos in the Mikdash. Doesn't apply by Avodos in the Mikdash. The Big Tekuhuna are made outside the Beis HaMikdash. But that's a principle that applies in Ase docha lo sase sheba Mikdash. The Meshach Chachma, the end of Zos HaBracha, and the Gilyoni HaShas of Yosef Engel both give the same Svara. Without quoting it, they lived about the same time. Gilyoni HaShas was a little bit later. But they both give the same Svara why in Ase docha lo sase sheba Mikdash. Why do you say Asidoch Alos Asay? Again, I'll pee Drash, I'll pee Ashkafa. The Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, in Aseret HaDibros, why do you say Asidoch Alos Asay? Because Asays flow from Avas Hashem. You do a mitzvah because of Avas Hashem. Los Asays, not doing Averos, that's based on Yiras Hashem. Asidoch Alos Asay, generally, because Avas Hashem is a greater level than Yiras Hashem, Asidoch Alos Asay. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Yira is primary. In the Beis HaMikdash, Yiras Hashem, Umikdash Yitiro. That's what they both say. Ain't Asidoch Alos Asay Shemikdash, because there, Yiras Hashem has to be primary. It's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Ain't Asidoch Alos Asay Shemikdash. And that might be another answer here why you wouldn't apply Asidoch Alos Asay when it comes to the Dhamma. Okay, yeah. Right, every time you might say that you can't apply the, very nice. You might say you can't apply the principle of Asidoch Alos Asay in this case, because every time you do Baal Tosef, you're involved in a mitzvah. Unless, that's the machlokes you mentioned a couple days ago, Rashi Ramban, what if you make up your own mitzvah? Right, the Ramban says even if you make up your own mitzvah, that's Baal Tosef. So again, if you don't say that, if you hold like Rashi, who seems to say only if you do a mitzvah in a more expanded way, that's Baal Tosef, so then maybe by definition, you can't, that principle can't work here, because you're always doing a mitzvah. So you can't say Asidoch Alos Asay in a chinami, unless here it's different because it's a separate matan dam for each one. But you're right. But that's, I like that answer. That maybe there's another answer that by definition you can't apply Asidoch Alos Asay to the case of Baal Tosef. So what does it have to do with coming down from a tree or not? The Gemara says that if you sprinkle one, you sprinkle four. That's the same machlokas if you're stuck in a tree on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to come down or not. Says the Gemara. L'Rabbi Elazar d'amar hasam kum asay adiv. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says it's better to sprinkle more, meaning do an action that's semi-wrong, because you're involved in a mitzvah, right? You're doing a mitzvah. So then, hachanami yeri. So to here, you should be able to go down. Why? Because the havamin is, Rashi explains, coming down from a tree is also doing a mitzvah, because you're no longer in the state of using the tree. So therefore, that's also a mitzvah. And that's why he'd say, do the action. Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Hasam, Sheva, Tasa Adiv. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, no, stay in the tree. Stay, don't sprinkle the dam. Says, don't sprinkle the dam. It's better to stay there. Hachanami lo yeret. So here too, better to stay up there, even if you'd be involved in a kind of mitzvah. So isn't that a parallel machlokas? So says the Gemara, no way. Dilma, don't say it's parallel. Lohi. Adkan lakam Rabbi Elazar Hasam, Kumba Asay Adiv. When does Rabbi Elazar say that you should sprinkle the extra damim? El, the covered mitzvah. That's where you're doing a mitzvah. Sprinkling the dam is a mitzvah. That's where he'd say you do four. You're not doing a mitzvah. Getting out of the tree is not a real bona fide mitzvah. That's preventing yourself from being in the state of hishtamshus. That's not a bona fide mitzvah. So maybe Rabbi Elazar here would say, stay up there. So that's one way it's not parallel. The inami, or when does Rabbi Yeshua there say, don't sprinkle the extra damim, that's because doing an extra sprinkling of dam is not an avera. Why is not an avera? Because you know you're not sure. It's mixed up. But here, where you're doing an avera every time you're up, every second you're up there, you're in violation of the gzeirah drabanan. Still, you should go down. So it's not parallel. Not a parallel machlokas. One is daraisav under Rabbanan. The Gemara could have also said that. There might be different rules, even if you want to say by, well, it could go in either direction. I agree, the Gemara could have made that chil of daraisav under Rabbanan. Go in either direction. Maybe it's there you're doing a daraisa when you're sprinkling the extra dam. But you're also violating a daraisa maybe by potentially sprinkling extra dam. So you're right, but the Gemara, that also another chil of the Gemara could have mentioned, daraisa versus Rabbanan. Different worlds. Might be different rules. Tani chada. Echad, back to the trees. Echad, ilon lach, v'echad, ilon yavesh. One b'raisa says, you're not allowed to climb a live tree or also a dried out tree. V'tan yidach, v'med, v'mamur, b'lach, av'bu yavesh mutter. And the other b'raisa says, only if it's lach, if it's moist, are you allowed to. But yavesh is mutter. We've had in Masechah Shabbos, what about breaking off a branch from a totally dead tree? Is that kotzer? That might not be kotzer. It depends, what is the definition of lach of kotzer? Remember this, the two ways? Is kotzer, oker dover mi gidulo? Taking something from where it's growing, or kitsira mi chiburo, right? Cutting it from where it's attached. The Yerushalmi says, if you take a fish out of water, you're chayer for kotzer. Kotzer? Cutting? Taking a fish out of water? No, if you define kotzer as taking away the chiyus of something. So here too, it's already dead. So it could be that there's no kotzer when it comes to a totally dead tree. So said, but we have this braisa that says climbing the tree, it's usur or it's mutter when it comes to yavesh. Rav Yehuda, lo kasha, kan b'shigizol mazal, kan b'shigizol machlef. It depends if it's going to grow back or not. If it's going to grow back, you're not allowed to, because that's not considered such a dead tree. So the Gemara says, gizol machlef, yavesh karis lay. If it's going to grow back, then it's not called yavesh, it's not dry. So you're right, the difference is in the winter or in the summer. And Rashi says, forget, talk with the issue is Maris Ayin. In the Yemos Hachama, it's going to be mutter. Because everybody can tell the difference between the other trees which are in bloom and this tree which is dead. So they say, oh, it's a dead tree. We know it's a different, it's not really called a tree. Mashenki, in the winter, when none of the trees have leaves on it, so nobody's going to be able to tell the difference, they're going to think you're allowed to climb trees on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Yemos Hachama Hanachi Peirei. Still, even in the summer, aren't fruit going to fall down? Even though it's dead, it still might have some fruit on it. Like a peri, there are no more fruit left on it. Balkanachi kinsi, aren't pieces of twigs still going to fall down? Bigaduda, no, it's a bare trunk, and therefore, there aren't going to be any twigs. Eini v'harav iklo la'apsatya v'asar bigaduda. Didn't Rav Aser all bare trunks? Period. Low plug, he went in. Rav bigamatsaba v'gader b'gather. No, Rav saw that they weren't b'nei Torah in that place, and even though maker then it was mutter, he tried to aser it. The Ravid here, quoted in the Rashba and the Ritva, say, that's the we're not Bekiyim, what are live trees, what are dead trees, we don't climb any trees on Shabbos. That Bika Matzaba V'Gadar B'Geder, that's the Halacha B'Zman Hazeh. Because in Shulchan Aruch, you know, any kind of tree we're supposed to stay away from on Shabbos. Why wouldn't it be a low plug? Because it might not have the status of an Elon if it's dead. If it doesn't have the status of an Elon, just like under three Tvachim, it doesn't have the status of an Elon. Okay, period. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rab Asi. You can't walk on grass on Shabbos. Right, Rami Bar Abba was into sidewalks. Shenamar va'atz baraglayim chote. Okay, it's a drash of a pasuk in Mishlei. If you uproot with your feet, chote. Why? Because we're worried that you're going to be tolesh. You're going to uproot the grass from the ground as you walk. We have two brises, again, one that says usher, one that says mutter. Lokasha, a number of answers. Habalachim avivation. Wet grass or dry grass? Wet grass is going to be usher because that could get caught on your feet more and get uprooted. By dry grass, it won't. Are both moist grass. Winter or summer? In the winter, it's going to get caught. In the summer, it's going to stay on the ground. Both in the summer. Are you wearing shoes or not? Rashi says, if you're not wearing shoes, there's a better chance that grass is going to get caught in your toes and on your feet. If you're wearing shoes, you know, it's more going to slide off. The Meiri has the opposite of shot. The Meiri has, no, with shoes, there's more of a chance that you're gonna rip up the grass. Well, a second. I know you said I don't understand. Don't tell me why I don't understand yet. You'll understand in a minute. No, you're wearing shoes. Depends if you have spikes and you're wearing your spiked sneakers on, again, why are you wearing them Shabbos afternoon anyway? Well, not for now. It's not Shabbos. Let's say you hurt your leg and you have a heter. You have a heter and you're allowed to wear a sneaker on Shabbos. But so let's say you have a spike shoe. That's also usher because the spikes are going to obviously take out the grass, and also that might be chorish, not just zoreya. You both have spikes. Depends if you're in long grass or not. Last line. This is all according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar she'enu miskavin is usher, but we hold like Rabbi Shimon, davar she'enu miskavin is mutter. Meaning, if you do act A, which might or might not cause act B, we say that's lechatchila mutter. Therefore, in all these cases, it's mutter. That's what we quote in Shulchan Aruch. And not only is it a davar she'enu miskavin, it's misaseg, it's not a psikresha, and if it is a psikresha, it's zerach hilucha. There are so many reasons lehetter here that we paskin it is. It is mutter. So the Shoram Sarim Balacha quotes here that also, let's say, if you have, sometimes you have the brand name of your shoe on the bottom of your shoe. So when you walk, let's say you're going to walk on mud, you're going to walk on snow, it's going to be kosafe. It's going to be kosev of that word. So again, he says, no, it's misasek, it's makalkel, it's this, it's that, it's not psikresha. So in those cases, that's why it's mutter. You don't have to worry about that chomer of the day. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, continues the Gemara. So now we get into some Agadata. Same person and same pasuk. It's usher for a person to force one's wife to be kofev one's wife lidvar mitzvah. That means Rashi is latashmish. No, it has to be a mutual consenting activity. Shenamar va'atz baraglayim chote. Right, if somebody pushes, forces baraglayim, then he is considered a chote. Rashi quotes Beraglayim as a lashon tashmish because by Ya'el and Sisera it says Bein Raglayim Kara Nafal Shacha, the Chazal Darshan that she was boiling him 7 times to get him tired in order to kill him. So that's the where you see Raglayim is a lashon of tashmish. V'yamar Yeshua ben Levi kol kofe ishtol dvar mitzvah havile banim she'enem mehuganim. If a person does, he will have improper children. And I saw some achronim suggest that it doesn't just mean the chiddush here isn't just at the beginning kofe ishto, but even if it starts off as kfiyah, and in the end, the other party is baratzon, but still that's called a kfiyah. Because it started out with kfiyah. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it in the Teva of the Bria that people enjoy this act. But again, if it started off as a kfiyah and she didn't want to be involved in it, that's also included in this kolakofa ishto. It has to start off as a mutual baratzon activity. Amar Avika Barchinen Amai Kra Gam Below Das Nefesh Lo Tov. What's the pasuk that teaches you can have Banim Sheinim Mehuganim? Come Gam Below Das. If you do it without Das Nefesh Lo Tov, you're gonna have Nefashos that are Lo Tov. Tani Nami Yachi Gam Below Das Nefesh Lo Tov. Zehakofa Ishto Ledvar Mitzvah VeAsper Aglayim Chote Zehaboel Veshone. Right. So the Gam Nefesh Lo Tov is what we referred to before. VeAsper Aglayim Chote. What's that referring to? Somebody who's Boel and then is Shone and then is Boel again. Aini, what's wrong with that? V'amar Rava Harotzalas is called Banav Zacharim Yibol V'Yishna. We see it's a good thing to be Baal V'Shona. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha Kan Ladas Kan Shalo Ladas. No, it depends if it's Ladas or not. What is Ladas or not? So says Rashi here that if it's Ladas, meaning if everything is totally Baratzon from both the husband and the wife, and after the first Bia, Rashi says, Machmas Bia Rishon in Nis'aveha Ishtra V'Hubasha Taiva. That she'll be into it the second time, and then she'll be mazras tchila. As the Gemara says, when a woman is mazras tchila, whatever that means scientifically and medically, that relates to if she's mazras tchila, that's banim zacharim. The Gemara Nida says, when he's mazras tchila, banim the kevas. That's why it says yivav yishne, because then she'll be into it to start, and then she'll be mazras tchila, and that's why it says to banim zacharim, banim zachar. Amar Shobarachmini Amar Bionasa Yochanan call Isha Shatovaas Baila Ludvar Mitzvah Havila Banim. If a woman is Tovaas her husband, literally asks her husband, we'll see what this means more specifically in a minute. Anybody, a woman who asks her husband Ludvar Mitzvah in this regard, Havila Banim, she'll have unbelievable children, Shafila Badarashal Moshe Lohayu Kamosan. There weren't children like these children even in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu. Dila Badarashal Moshe Rabbeinu, because if you look in the door of Moshe Ksiv, what does it say in Parshas Dvarim? Hashem says, get men who are wise, or Yisro says, get men who are wise, who are chachamim and nevonim, and known in their shvatim, viksiv, and lamaisa, who did Moshe get? Rashi already points this out. V'ekach is Rashi shifteichem anashim chachamim viduim. V'ilu nevonim lashkach. Nevonim are not mentioned. Right, Rashi ala Torah points this out, that he didn't find nevonim. V'ilu gabi leya ksiv, and we know by leya, v'teitzi leya lekrasa v'tomei leita v'oki sachar sacharticha, after the maisa with the dudaim, leya says, going after Yaakov Avinu, it's my night, so come to my tent, viksiv, and it says that night she had Yisachar. Shed Yisachar. Viksev, it says about Yisachar, Ubre Yisachar, Yodei Bina. Bina is Navonim. Same Sharish. Le'itim, Ladas Mayasa, Yisrael, Rasheim, Masayim, V'chalachem, Apiyim. Yisrael, Yisachar, were the Lomdei Torah. So therefore you see that Leah was Toveya Bepeh, and therefore she was Zochet to such wonderful children. Aini, is this really true that Tovas Bepeh for a woman is appropriate? V'yamar Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi, Eser Klalos Eskala Chava. Chava had 10 klalos. Because of the Maisa with the Eitz Hadas. Again, we could spend a lot more time on this. Again, we'll whet our appetites here, and you could do more research later today. The Chsiv El Ha'isha Omar Harba Arbe. What's the Lashon Harba Arbe? Elu Shnei Tibi Damim Achas Damnida V'Achas Dam Besulim. That's referring to the two Damim. That's one curse. What's the curse? So the Ben Yoyada explains here. Damnida and Dam Besulim, they're both uncomfortable. Damnida is difficult for a woman. It takes a couple days. Dam Besulim is painful. Dam Besulim is a one-time thing. Damnida comes every month. Different difficulties of each of these. Again, Dam Besulim symbolizes, also is connected to Tuma and to Misa, right? Because it's a potential Vlad that's what after the Eitz Hadas. A lot of this came into effect. Etzvonech Zetzar Gidubanim. Etzvonech means bringing up children. The Hironech Zetzar Iber, that's the pain of pregnancy. Be'etzavtel Diabdamim Kamashmo, that's labor. Farshim ask, why is Tzar Gidubanim first? It's out of order. Tzar Gidubanim is after they grow up. So some of Farshim say, and so the Taurus Chaim says, no, it means that a lot of times, maybe when you're bringing up your first child, you get pregnant again. It's even harder to bring up your kid when you're pregnant. Right, you're pregnant, you're trying to put the other kids to sleep. It's even more pain, it's more difficult. A or B. So all the other farshim on the Chumash say, when Chava At least according to Rashi, when Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, she already had Kayin and Hevel. So now she was up to and now she had Kayin left. But she already had the child. So now it was Sargi the Banim, and then she was going to have more children afterwards. According to Rashi, the whole story of Kayin and Hevel happened in the Gan Eden. You look at Machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, Ben Ezra, it's a discussion at the beginning of Perek Dalet in Rashi's. Sargi the Banim never ends. Well, like Yaakov Avinu. Like
she's pregnant for 9 months.
So you're pregnant for 9 months, that never ends. That's why it should be first.
Right.
So it should be first. Okay. Ve'elishech teshuka. Sheikh malami she'ishem mishakakas abayla b'shashi yosi laderech. Ishech teshuka. Sheikh, what is that? That the woman yearns for her husband when he's away. V'hu yimshobach malameid she'ha'isha tova'as b'leiv. V'ha'isha tova'ya b'peh. And he will be moshel on you. Malami, that the isha is tovas. She doesn't. It's not tovas with her mouth, just with her heart. And this is something tznius. This is something that's appropriate. Again, why each of these is a klala, we don't have to speak about. But you know, you can do your homework. So you see from here that it's it's a good thing for women not to be toveya. So Gemara says kikarmina demarti etzuri karmei. No, even earlier when it said tovas is a good thing, that doesn't mean bepeh. It means with her actions. It means with her maisim. That's how she. She should be tovah. So Rabbi Chananel here says on the first wide line, "Belavishas begadim na'im v'tikunim shalguf v'dvar." I'm putting on makeup and wearing certain clothes. That's what's appropriate for the woman, not to be tovah bepeh. So Gemara says, "Hani sheva havim." We answer the question. Those are only seven klalos. Ki azar of dimi amas, or of dimi added on another three. Atufa ka'avel. She should be ma'atef. Like an avel, and in the olden days, an avel used to put something on their head. So atuva ka'avel, Rashi here says, bosha latseis barosho parua. She's embarrassed to go out with an uncovered head. So I have a lot of difficulty with this line. We know that rosha parua, that's a din daraisa. Din daraisa learned that from Maseche Sota. So again, maybe that was afterwards. Before it was there going to be a mitzvah of kisui rosh, not a mitzvah of kisui rosh, or Kadosh Baruch Hu put it into the bria, now she is embarrassed, and therefore, or other mefarshim just say, it's difficult. This is a klala because it's hard for her to always cover her hair. That's all right. I think that's a good way to look at it. It's pashtus. It's a difficult mitzvah. So that's what was supposed to be beforehand. I don't know. Can't explain. But atufa kavel, right? It's difficult for them. And I saw, we don't have time to read it, but the Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Beis Simon Yon Aleph had a tshuva where he was asked about a woman. It was a discussion about a woman doing kiddush levana. Women doing kiddush levana. So lechora it's a zman grama. Machlokas, maybe Rosh Shlomo Kluger has a chiddush that is not a zman grama. But let's assume kiddush levana is a zman grama. So should women generally don't do kiddush levana? Why not? Right, what's the difference? It's the shofar, they do shofar and kiddush levana. Right, it's hashras bnei, it's meaning the shechina. So there's a shlaha kadosh that says heim garmu pagam halavana. They caused the pagam halavana. So I never knew what that meant. I remember a couple of years ago, I asked Rav Shechler. So he says, try to get Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to give shiurim on shlaha kadosh. Try to get the tapes. I didn't get the tapes. But what is that? What does the shlaha mean? Heim garmu pagam halavana. So Shvus Yaakov says here because heim garmu pagam halavana. And this Gemara, one of the klolos is that they have to always have their. It's difficult for those always to put something on their head when they go outside. And kiddush levana has to be done outside. So that's why they don't do it because heim garmu pagam halavana. So it's connected to this Gemara. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Maybe we have a little havana of the shlaha kadosh. Umenude michal adam, and she has to be away from everybody. Menude michal adam. We'll see what that means in a minute in the Gemara. V'chavush beis asurim, and she has to be stuck in jail. Stuck in jail. So Rashi says, kol kvudu bas melach pnima. Right, she's a tzniya. So again, what does that mean? It's an important to read the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Ishas, Perek Yud Gimel. Kol Isha, even though it says here that she is the kol is to be stuck in jail. The Rambam says Beferish not. We'll be finished in 3 minutes. She kol Isha Yishla Latzeis V'Leilech L'Beis Aviyah L'Vakro. A woman, she could go to visit. Ula Beis HaAvel, Ula Beis HaMishta, Ligmol Chesed L'Rayoseh, L'Krovoseh. Kvishi Yavoh HaHemla. Woman could go out. She'ina B'Beis HaSohar, Achelo Teitzei V'Lo Tavo. Right? She's not in a jail, says the Rambam. But she should be, the drama continues, that she should realize who she's hanging out with and who she's going to. And a woman obviously has to be, go out in a tsanua way. Okay, we're out of time, but tsnius and the relationship of a tsnius to a man and tsnius to a woman, there's differences between the two. And this is part of that issue. So my menuda michal adam, what did that last point about menuda michal adam mean? Ilema, what do you mean she's alone from everybody? Ilema mishim da'asa la yichud, because it's also to have yichud with a woman. Ihunami asa la yichud, what do you mean? It's also to have, a man is also in hilchas yichud. Hilchas yichud are very important, the end of Masechus Kedushin. El dasir le beitrei, no, it means that a woman can't marry two men. But a man is allowed to marry more than one woman, so that's part of this klala. Again, how is this all a klala? Aren't these didim da'araisa? We don't have time to get into it now, but it is, we have to try to analyze it more. But Masisa Tana, in the Braisa, it adds on three more. Klolas. Megadala Seir Kalilis. She has long hair like Lilith, like the shade Lilith. V'yosheves u'mashtenes mayim kebehema. and she sits when she goes to the bathroom. And I saw the Re'af in the Ein Yaakov says what's the pshat? It means because it's more difficult. You know, a man is much quicker. You know, there are no lines in the bathroom. But this is the makar, right? Mashchenes b'ayim k'behemas. You see, there's a makar for everything in the Gemara, and it's more difficult. And the way he says it is that if somebody's calling and she has to run out, it's more difficult for the woman to get up and run out because it's more involved. It's a more involved action when it comes to the woman than comes to the man. That's the pshat of Mashchenes b'ayim k'behema. V'nasas kar l'bayla. And the Rashi says here, just in the positions during Tashmis, she's Nasis Karla Baila. The Edoch, and what about the other brides that left these three out? Says Hani Shevachula. No, these three are good things. Long hair makes a woman beautiful, and Masheres Mayim Kebehema. That's very Tsanua. It's much more Tsanua than how a man goes to the bathroom. And Nasis Karla Baila, it's much more comfortable for her. So that's why the other sheet that didn't quote these. Dumer Pchiyah Ma'idach Siv Malfeinu. After what does it mean? Malfeinu mi behemos aretz. Teach us from the animals. Umeof aretz hashemayim yichak meinu. Make us wise from the birds. Malfeinu mi behemos who pray the shakras b'sheres mayim. Learn from the preda who sits down when the preda goes to the bathroom. Umeof hashemayim yichak meinu zetarnikol shemefayis v'achach yivol. So to learn from the chicken who is mefayis and gets his mate into the mood and then is with her. Similar to that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. In the Torah, famous two lines, where the Torah if the Torah had not been given, we still would learn certain things. Hayinu lamidim snias mechatul, we would learn snias from a cat. The gezel, right, because a cat either goes to the bathroom in private or it's with its mate in private. The gezel minamala, and the gezel we would learn from an ant, because an ant always, months and months beforehand, is gathering food and bringing it to be able to have, so it doesn't have to go and steal. But Arias Miyona, Yona only has one mate. Derecheres mitarnagol, derecheres from a tarnagol. How? Shemefayes v'achagach boel. A tarnagol first is mefayes his mate, and then is boel. So the Torah Chaim says, what does all this mean? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this into the Bria in order to teach us. Not some these animals happen to have these qualities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gave these qualities to animals in order for us to learn from them. Umay mefayis la, how does the chicken mefayis its mate? Amar of Yehuda, Marav Hachika Amar Le. Before the chicken is with its mate, it spreads out its wings. That's as if to symbolize. I'm going to buy a beautiful long coat that's going to cover you all the way until your feet. So he gets her into a good mood beforehand. And after it's finished, Amar La, Lushamti Lekarbalta Dehu Tarnagola. Rashi explains he puts his head facing towards the female chicken, as if to say, you know, my head should be chopped off. If I have money, and if I have the wherewithal, and I don't get you what I promised to get you, then I will, you know, my head should be chopped off. Either way, he gets her into the mood, and that's what we should learn from the Tarnagol. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, this is my last year in Maseches Erevin. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow night. Menachem will take over. It's been wonderful. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up. I think I'm getting back Pesachim, Dav Zayin or Ches, right, in another week and a half. So Be'ez Hashem, that following Thursday. Today's year with Ozecha Nishmas, Shimshon Ben Sion, and Baruch Hashem, Chazak Lemas.